what up? This is the podcast. Welcome to the Minority Sports Report. I was mid conversation. My
shit ain't. Oh my god.
Yo, this is the Minority Sports Report. I was mid conversation. I'm about to just fill y'all in. We're talking about fantasy football. Julian got a B on his draft.
Yeah, Yahoo gave me a B,
which is pretty sweet. Because what I was saying was, who were the guys? The wide receivers?
Dez Bryant and Julian Edelman.
Yes. Oh my god, why is my phone not on vibrate?
Oh, we're off to a great start this time,
this
guys.
This is great. This is real as fuck. This is real as F. But again, all right. When you watch the Cowboys, you hate the Cowboys. When you watch the Patriots, you hate the Patriots. However, you're not an idiot and realize that, hey, Julian Edelman's the number one receiver in New England. He's catching balls from Tom Brady. And Dez Bryant is Dez Bryant. He's going to drop balls, but he's also going to do amazing shit.
Yeah, there's going to be that game where he just breaks off an 80-yard run.
Exactly, man. And that's the game where you're going to need him the most.
Yeah.
Except for the play.
No, it's because that's the thing. The first year I didn't draft people because I was like, well, I'm not going to have somebody from the Steelers on my team, or I'm not going to have somebody from the Patriots on my team. And that's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane because it's just like at that point I'm like, no, I got to, you know.
You got to do your shit.
Yeah, because, you know, I love the Broncos. Broncos are my team, but, you know, I'm not going to... If Dez Bryant is open over, you know, fucking Wes Welker, I'm going to pick Dez Bryant. Not because I like Dez Bryant more as a person. He's a pretty awful guy.
If you listen to this, you know.
But with a closed fist.
Closed fist.
Hit your mom. I mean... I won't draft Ben Roethlisberger.
That's probably the only way.
But then again, he's not a great fantasy quarterback.
Exactly. So there's no reason for you to even consider. Maybe
he's like
if your guys are on bye weeks.
Yeah, no, he's a good backup fantasy quarterback. That's what Ben Roethlisberger is in terms of fantasy. He's a decent real quarterback.
Yeah.
I'd put him like second tier.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like, what was it? God, I'll say it every time, man. My boy Nate said it best. A lot of Ben Roethlisberger's skills got left on that truck. when he's on his motorcycle.
Well, he needs, you know, he's going to live his life.
I'm riding motorcycles. Take that shit out of my contract.
To say nothing of other things. So much has happened since we've been gone.
Yeah,
so much has happened.
A lot of shit. We're going to talk about a lot of NFL. There's a lot of shit.
Tony Stewart killed a guy. Tony Stewart last night. Or no, Sunday, I'm sorry. Two nights ago. Was racing, well, Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday night was racing and...
Saturday.
Hit a guy who, granted, was running on a live racetrack.
Yeah, which
is
stupid.
Stupid, but still, Tony Stewart's like... That's like A-Rod killing somebody.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of like...
He did. His career.
Oh, Balco. Speaking of Balco. No, we can get to that later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Tony Stewart should race for the rest of the year, at least.
Yeah, I think he should take the rest of the year.
I think he should just not race for the rest of the year. I think that would be probably best for his psyche and probably best for just his...
The sport in general. Everybody.
I think just, Tony, don't race anymore. Not for the year, at least. Because, man, that picture of you afterwards...
Oh.
You were devastated, bro.
Devastated.
Like, you know, you were absolutely devastated. And it was a complete accident, but you still killed somebody.
Yep.
Do you think criminal charges should be filed? I kind of don't. Think criminal charges should be filed?
Well, no, because there was nothing criminal. Okay, he killed a guy, but
people die during racing.
Yeah, people die during racing, and he had no reason to walk across a live racetrack.
Yeah,
especially walking towards a corner where you know the butts are going to spin out, because that's how you got put into the wall in the same spot. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense to me, man. It sucks that he's dead, and I feel bad for his family and shit, but it's like...
Yeah, there's a certain expectation of danger when you are racing, you know, cars. Yeah. Especially on a dirt track. You know,
Exactly.
Much sympathy to the family, obviously. You know, family and friends, everyone who cared about this guy, you know. But
us not being affected by it, and us being on a podcast, and being able to say what the fuck we want... It's true, man. Like you said, I feel really bad for his family, man. But why the fuck did you get out of that
car? Yeah, no, it's insane.
Or not get out the car. Why did you walk across a live... He almost got hit before...
Yeah, no, and that's... If you can see the video, watch the video, come to your own conclusions.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, you know...
It sucks, man.
It's an awful situation for every person involved. Every person involved. Yeah, and exactly. Every person affected by it. But it was an accident.
Terrible accident.
You know, I don't think anyone's going to be harder on Tony Stewart than Tony Stewart.
Oh, yeah. No way, man. Because he's already hard on himself to begin with.
So, you know, I think... But Tony, you can't race for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You take the rest of the season off.
Get out of here, nigga.
Yeah, because you... Yeah. Just, I don't know. I would find it somewhat distasteful if he started racing again.
Yeah, I don't think you will, man. I don't think you will.
But, so yeah, there was that.
Yeah, there was that thing that happened.
Kyrie Irving. LeBron news.
Oh, God, you said Kyrie Irving, but even before, Paul George. Did we talk about...
I don't think we did.
Yeah, fuck, that's what I mean. Like, so much shit happened.
Oh, he broke his ankle brutally. Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, it's just one of those things where it's like you just see the player's reactions and you know how bad it is. But when you actually see it, it's like, oh my God. It's just like, whack. It just does... It goes in a direction that ankles are not supposed to go.
Man, it was so nasty. You should look into it if you have the stomach. It's really gross. His shit snaps like a twig.
Yeah, it's just like, whoa. Like,
just, ugh.
But yeah, so the Pacers are done. The Pacers won't be competing this year. So I guess that puts Cleveland as a lock for the Eastern Conference?
Maybe.
I mean, pretty much.
We'll see, because... HGH.
Are we gonna talk about Balco?
If you want.
Well, apparently somebody's saying that there's a list of 85 MLB players who took performance enhancing drugs from this clinic, this Balco clinic.
Down in Florida.
But it's not gonna be an A-Rod level, yeah.
No.
The worst part of the story is that the guy in charge, it was also revealed that he gave, like, untested shit to kids, to, like, high schoolers and college students.
Because he's a scumbag.
He is a scumbag. He also paraded himself as a doctor to these people and their parents, which is, like, I'm like, oof. Ugh. You made a deal with this guy, MLB. You made a deal with this guy. And he is like, ugh, he is just a scummy...
Scumbag, man. It's gross.
He's a scummy person. So I kind of wish he would have been prosecuted, because goddamn, he's just... Ugh. But anyway, so yeah, so some baseball players, some, I think probably mid-level stars, might get called out, suspension for 85 games or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless they're Ryan Braun.
Who absolutely swore,
hey, he
never took PEDs.
No, never. It's ridiculous. I was cleared.
Once it comes out, you'll see.
Yeah, there was that. And other baseball news. The Rockies, as of tonight, own the single worst record in all of the major leagues.
Hey, there's some silver lining in that sentence there. Because what you guys don't know is that Julian will be getting Game of Thrones season 4.
I will.
On DVD. On Blu-ray. Excuse me. What is this? Fucking 2008?
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. It's a Blu-ray edition.
Blu-ray.
So, hey, I'll
be getting that. High five.
Boom. Yeah. So.
But yeah, that's pretty shitty, though.
They're on pace to lose 100 games.
Oh, my God.
To lose 100 games.
Dude. They started off hot as fuck.
Yeah, but it's just like, and I know exactly what's going to happen. Nothing's going to change because the ownership's just going to be like, well, we had injuries this year. Yeah, that was the fucking problem.
Everybody has injuries every year. Yeah, man. That's but it was the fucking thing.
And I granted, like, the Rockies were particularly decimated, like, you know, but it's still like, you know,
so much talent, man.
There's so much talent, and
there really is, man. It's just,
it's just like this is a season of like Rockies fiascos, and it's like the like things couldn't get any worse. But it's not like they're people aren't going to the games. It's not like they're struggling to sell tickets.
Nope.
It's just like that's the thing. It's gotten so bad. Like this is the worst year ever. Literally ever. Statistically, like, but, like, at the end of the day, we're still number 9 in overall attendance in the major leagues.
That's so fucking wild.
So it's like, you know, why change anything? Why?
I didn't know it was number 9, man. That's
no,
that's,
it's like we're routinely there, like in the top 10.
That's fucking crazy. But the stadium's nice as fuck.
No, it's a beautiful stadium.
Shit's all over Fenway, but then Fenway's just got the history, so that's why.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to go there. Trust, it's a shitty baseball park.
No, Coors is beautiful. And, you know, it's like, I cannot take that away. And I totally understand why people are like, well, I just want to spend a day at Coors Field. Yeah, I get it. But but if you want a baseball team that actually fucking wins shit, then you're gonna have to stop spending money, folks. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm ranting too much.
That's all right, man. It's okay. This is what it's all about.
I see this every year, and it's just like, I get upset about it, and then I'm just like, I have to remind myself that, you know, there's no point in getting upset, because no matter how upset you get, nothing's going to change.
Nothing.
And that's okay. That's totally fine. You know? I go. The only time I go to games is when I get free tickets, so...
The defending world champions are in last place in the division.
Yeah, but you're gonna. It's also like the best division in baseball.
The A's have more wins right now than anybody.
Yeah, but.
But it's the A's.
Well, who? Okay, the AL West is like the A's, the Angels, the Mariners are shit, Astros are shit, Rangers are shit.
The Mariners have a better record than the Sox, though. That's what I'm saying. They suck this season, bro.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You guys won the World Series last year. That's like, it's not like, you know.
No. Sorry.
And it's not like Boston doesn't want to win.
Yeah.
Boston has bad seasons. They're like, shit's changing. Someone's getting fired.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
True that.
It's here, it's like, well, we have to keep everyone because nobody wants to work here. So
it starts from within, man, and you're the type of fan that gets it going. It starts from within.
Well, I don't spend money there, man. I don't buy Rocky shit. I don't, you know.
As he's wearing a Colorado's Rockies t-shirt.
This was made in 1997. Oh, bro.
Excuse me. That was when they were. That was what almost was that the 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, their first year. No, that was their first year in the wild cards. It was like they were like. Four years old at that point.
Oh, that's so wild, bro.
Yeah, the first year was like 1993.
Ah, wow. I remember 1993. I was still drinking teeny juices. Big gulps. 25. Gum cost 15 cents.
Yeah, gas was under a dollar.
Oh, I feel like an old fucking man right now. Speaking of old men, there's like all this speculation that LeBron James is on HGH.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because apparently he's lost like 15 pounds of muscle since the finals. And people just looking back at like different things and like side effects of HGH, which includes cysts near the injection sites. And he's had a cyst in his jaw before. His head is noticeably larger. Barry Bonds type shit.
No.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I haven't read too much about it, but there's some pretty good.
Ooh, wow.
It's some really good speculation going on.
What would that be? Because I mean, the NBA is not known for PEDs.
Because it's hush hush about it. They're not testing people for that shit in the NBA.
Obviously, it's
they're
not
testing people.
It's not as stringent as baseball.
Right. They're testing people, but they ain't testing people, man.
They're not testing LeBron.
No. You know?
Oh, man. God, that would be so weird if there was like a PED scandal with it. Would that be like a Lance Armstrong fall from grace, do you think?
No, because it's NBA.
That's true.
And we love LeBron. We love him.
No, Cleveland loves LeBron.
Yeah, that's
everyone
true.
Else is pretty much indifferent.
No, I think it would be a fall from grace, though, honestly. If it wouldn't be a fall from grace, it would definitely impact his legacy, because it would be like, okay, if it was true that he's like doing performance enhancing drugs, it's like, okay, he had to cheat with supplements and had to team up with two other talented ass motherfuckers. That would taint the shit out of everything that he's worked for. And you know, it's just crazy if you really just think about it, like LeBron James literally got swollen overnight.
Yeah, literally. He got real big.
And he got real big in his late 20s. That shit happens in your early 20s and you maintain it, and then you start losing it in your 30s. You don't lose it in fucking 4 weeks. It's crazy, man. Look at the pictures. I don't know how you would Google it or whatever, but
LeBron.
Like LeBron's skinny or whatever. Like he lost a lot of fucking weight, bro. It's crazy. And then I'm still looking for this information. Again, this is all speculation. There's rumors going around that Adam Silver wants to test all players and everyone for HGH. Kind of put it on like football, baseball level types of testing. And that's another reason why people are like, okay, if that's really going to go through, LeBron's going to get clean, get all the shit out of the system. And if any of you know about lifting weights or working out, when you take those kind of supplements, steroids, HGH, or whatever they have you, as soon as you stop taking them, you lose all that weight because it's not natural, you know. Especially with steroids, it's all water weight. You know, HGH, yeah, it's hormones. You stop taking that hormones, your body's like, oh, I'm going back to normal real fucking quick, you know. It's kind of weird. Like, I kind of hope it's true, but at the same time, I kind of hope it's not true, because it's like,
I hope it's not true, because it's just like, oh, I don't know. It'd just be like, why did you do that, man? Because you were already the best. But I guess, you know, fucking A-Rod took. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to wait till it's definitive. And if there are conspiracy theories, then there might be, you know. But it's also like, you know, if he just... why 15 pounds of muscle mass is a lot of stuff to lose.
Yeah. Did you see the picture?
No, I haven't seen the pictures. But there's like this huge article on Yahoo about it. I'm trying to scan.
Yeah, it's crazy, guys. Like, look into the shit. It's real.
But there's no proof.
Right, there's no proof. This is, again, this is pure speculation. But it's fucking juicy, because all the pieces really fit together very well. You know, and that's what conspiracies thrive on. Do the pieces fit together? Yes. Let's run with it, you know. But again, it could be total smoke. Could be that LeBron was on some shit through a doctor's orders. Because David Stern's NBA... it's not going to be the same as Adam Silver's NBA.
Okay, so the guy who's like reporting it is kind of sketchy.
Okay.
He has been correct and very early on multiple sports breaking news stories before. He has been wrong way more often.
Such is the game, no sir.
But yeah, like this article calls him the wannabe Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Adam Schefter is a writer for, I think, ESPN.
Yeah, it's ESPN, yeah.
He's a football writer. He actually worked in Denver for a long time at the Post, covering the Broncos. Yeah, that's where he got his like start.
Cool.
That's why he's got like a lot of inside track with Broncos shit.
Mm.
But yes, speaking of other like weird kind of NFL news, what do you think about the Raiders moving to San Antonio?
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. A, I don't care. And B, did San Antonio Spurs, a basketball team, was like, no, we're not going to have any of that because they can cut into our fan base. We don't want an NFL team here. Last time I checked, this was fucking America in competition. I was like, you know, this is what the fuck is going on. This is why I hate the NBA. They're a bunch of fucking pussies. We don't want... If football comes to town, it'll crush us.
Well, how about just not... There's no team in L.A.
I know, man. But there's, like, no space in L.A. either, and that's the thing.
Yeah, there's no stadium. There's no... They need a stadium.
Yeah.
L.A., you want a team, build a fucking stadium.
Yeah.
If you build a stadium, to quote... To quote Field of Dreams, man, if you build it, they will come.
You stupid bastard.
What? It's true, though. It is, if they built a fucking, like, modern stadium, one and it's fucking Jacksonville would be like, we're out of here.
Yeah, a lot of teams. Hell yeah, man, because that market's fucking huge.
Yeah. Well, it's the second biggest media market in America.
Yeah, it's huge, man.
Fuck it, you could call it the L.A. Aztecs, and then all the Latinos would be like, sorry. No, he's not.
Mexicans.
But
it's funny. Yeah, I personally don't give a shit. I think it's funny because the part that I care about is the Spurs side of it.
Well, yeah, no, that's super fucked up. But I mean, like, I understand where they're
coming where they're coming from, but it's like, yo,
it's still a bitch move.
This is America. That is a bitch move. They literally said if they come to this, they will take our market, you know.
Yep, they are concerned about their long-term economic future if they had to compete with another pro sports team for sponsorships, suite sales, and ticket sales.
That's not my fault. Put out a better fucking product.
That is a viable concern in a small market.
Yeah, so what? This is fucking competition. This is America. This is capitalism. Your product is inferior. Sorry, move over. The big guy's coming through. Gonna roll your ass over. You know, that's where my beef is. It's all fun and games until somebody's trying to take your money. You know? Well, we'll fucking... San Antonio's had that... Again, it's just...
No, like, but I mean, like, how would you turn down an NFL team?
The Spurs want to turn down
an NFL team. No, I know. But I'm just like, the city of San Antonio, if they're just like... They're like, look, man...
Because Texas is football.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's
But I'm just saying, Spurs like, know. If you're the city council, like, why are you even listening to them?
No, I'm not.
Because it'd just be like, yeah, if we can get an NFL team. Granted, they got to build a stadium.
Yeah, but again, the Spurs lose, but everyone else wins.
Yeah,
that's so much more money for the city. Tourism through fucking, that's a Super Bowl. Because the weather's nice there. Come on, man. There's just so much potential to not have a fucking NFL team there. That's crazy because you are afraid of your profit margins. Nah, y'all have that. San Antonio's been... San Antonio for fucking how long now? Eating it by themselves?
I don't know, 20 years.
Come on, man. Get away from that shit.
30 years.
Get the fuck... It works everywhere else. Why can't it work in San Antonio? Why can't it work there?
It's unclear if the Spurs would have any power to thwart a Raiders move.
Yeah, it's true. But it's like... Yo, every city, every major city has 4 fucking teams. Why does it not work for San Antonio? Why? Give me one good reason.
Well, I mean, San Antonio's smaller than Denver. Denver's not a huge market.
Dog, I'm not talking about the market. Yeah, okay. San Antonio's not a huge market. But if they had an NFL team, that would change everything.
Yeah, that's true.
It would change a lot. Not that the market would fucking blow up, but it would be bigger than what it is with just the Spurs.
Well, it just increased the city's visibility.
Yeah, because you have an NFL team, man. That is, that's part of the multi-billion dollar industry. To say no to that kind of money, you gotta be retarded. Spurs, game's over. If
And that's a big if
the Raiders decide to go to San Antonio.
Because Oakland just can't get its shit together and build a new stadium. Do it, Oakland!
Nope. just relocate the team.
Oh, man.
I kind of hope
that happens. I bet some smart Raiders fans today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because it was like, they came in, they bought some shit, and then we were talking, and they were like, oh, shit, NFL schedules, and Grimes, they go, oh, shit, donkeys. And I was like, what, you Raiders fans? And, like, one of them kind of, like, pointed, and he was like, yeah, he is. And I was like, yeah, sorry, man. He's like, yeah, no, I figured as much, you know, but, you know. I told him that story about the Raiders fan who wanted, like, Raiders stuff. And he was like, man, I'm not a Broncos fan, but I won't ask stupid-ass questions.
Yeah,
like,
man, that's fucking... It was so stupid. Yo, you got shit with the Raiders logo? No. Nigga, this is Denver. What is... What?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, can I get the Red Sox logo on my beer cans?
Yep. No. In Massachusetts?
Yeah, exactly. Go back to fucking Boston. Shit. All right.
But
there's a lot more shit that's happened, but we need to wrap up this podcast, so we're going to talk about some motherfucking football for real, for real.
Preview.
We're going to do the South AFC, NFC, not in that particular order. Maybe we will do it in that order. Let's start off with the Atlanta Falcons, who are on Hard Knocks.
NFL. All right. I guess we're starting with the NFC South.
NFC South it is.
So, yeah.
Only because I want to watch Hard Knocks as soon as this podcast is over. I'm watching that shit, so.
No, the Atlanta Falcons, I think, should be better this year. I mean, it's hard for them not to be better.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, what happened last year?
They have no O-line. That's the thing. Like, their O-line sucks, and it's not too much better this time around. But we'll see. We'll see. The thing with Atlanta, too, it's like they're on HBO right now, so I kind of don't... There's not too much information about them out there because of that reason.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure if I would have watched the episode earlier.
They're going to do a joint practice with the Texans upcoming here.
Okay, the Texans there.
But
yeah, the Falcons. Okay, the other teams, before I move on to them in that division, there's the Falcons, the Panthers, the Bucks, and...
The Saints.
The Saints. Okay. Okay. I can see Atlanta finishing too.
Two behind.
Yeah. Behind the Saints.
Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peyton's back. Peyton's back with Drew. And
yeah.
It's just, the question about it is always their defense. Like, how bad or good their defense is.
Who's?
New Orleans, man.
New Orleans. But that's the thing, though. You can get far as fuck with a shit defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we both
know. Yeah, exactly. No, even on the Patriots, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's, you can get so far with having a great quarterback or decent quarterback in today's NFL. So, yeah, I think the Saints will finish second. Like you said, Sean Payton is back. You know, this is more comfortable. Drew Brees. They did lose some of their veteran players, like Darren Sproles. He's gone, that small, fast, bursty-ass monkey. And a few other guys. Fucking Panthers, God, they lost everybody.
Yeah.
All their receivers
are gone. I think the Panthers are going to be shit this year.
Yeah, the Panthers, I think, are going to finish last in that division because the Bucs got rid of fucking Greg Schiano.
Yeah, he was a cancer, man. He was, like, tearing that team.
But they got Lovie Smith now for a head coach. So, I'm like, Lovie's a decent-ass coach, man.
Yeah.
He's real good. You know, he wins fucking games. And those guys are going to buy into him, not some fucking college schmuck.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, but yeah. So my recap for the NFC South would be...
Number one.
Yeah. I see. I'm kind of just like... I really believe in Atlanta this season.
So you think Atlanta's going to win the division? I mean,
it's still too early.
It depends. Like, it depends on how healthy Julio Jones and Ronnie White are. Because I mean, that was also probably the problem last year, was that they fucking both got
injured. Yeah, that's the thing. You're right. Exactly. And
Matt Ryan had nobody to fucking throw.
I know. Now he has people to throw to, and it's kind of. But their defense again is like. All right. I'm just
Saints gonna, open at Atlanta.
The Saints open at Atlanta. Okay, Atlanta's got that game, I think. But, all right, I'm going with the Saints, Atlanta. So, Saints, Falcons, Bucks, Panthers. Because Cam Newton they are not going 12-4 next season.
No, that's this not season happen,
that's not happening, man.
It was like their division was so bad last year.
Yeah,
because it was like the Saints. Things were okay, and
they were still trying to get their shit together.
Yeah, and Atlanta was awful
because injuries and just
and then
self doubt.
So yeah, I'm gonna go the same. I think Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay goes like 8-8.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is going to be a huge improvement just because of who they have coaching for them now. I think
Tampa Bay will go like 8-8. Carolina like 6-10.
6-10.
Yeah, but I'd say New Orleans, Atlanta. New Orleans, I'm going to say, goes 10-6.
All right, how about this? We'll finalize our picks right before the season kicks off.
But yeah, so but right now, yeah, I'm pretty much with you. I think New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina.
Kalana.
So we are moving on to the AFC South.
AFC, the home of.
Which was also one of the worst divisions in football last year.
Yes, so we've got the Texans, the Colts, the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
The Titans. The Titans.
The Titans. And I don't know, man. You think of. No reason Blake Bortles is gonna Blake Bortles mania gonna like take over the country for Jacksonville.
Man, you're thinking about I wasn't even thinking about Jacksonville. Like in my mind, they're already dead ass last. I'm really like the Texans need to do something.
Well,
because they sucked last season.
Yeah,
and it's not like they have a sucky team. They just sucked. I guess the team was sucky.
Well, yeah, but they, like, lost faith in their coach.
Oh, yeah,
their
man.
Coach had a stroke on the side of the field.
Yeah, and then fucking, what, the guy got booed when he got knocked out? The quarterback or got, like, his arm broken or some shit? Texas, man, that was...
Yeah.
That was a rough season for you guys, man.
But Indy... There's no reason to think Indy's not going to win that.
Yeah, man. Fucking Andrew Luck is the goddamn future of the fucking NFL.
Houston is like... I almost feel bad for them. Because they're like, yeah, now's our shot. Peyton's gone. Yeah. Peyton's gone, man. This is our time. Is oh, fuck me.
Yep.
Because who they got? They got like Matt Castle?
I hope not. That's... the point is, whatever quarterback they... Their defense is still better than their offense. Which doesn't work in today's NFL because...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Ryan Fitzpatrick
is their quarterback?
Yeah, and Casey Keenum is his backup right now on the depth chart.
I thought he died.
He did.
He did. They can't find his body.
Oh, man, I didn't know. So they ain't doing shit this year.
No, man. Okay, and what I was saying earlier, like we both know, with a great quarterback or a decent quarterback, you can get pretty far in this league. But you need the defense to close it out. With a good defense and a shitty offense, you're not even going to get enough wins to get to the playoffs, you know? Just because of how lopsided the NFL is today.
Yeah.
Unless your defense is just, like, shutting teams down.
Chad Henne is starting for Jacksonville at the current time.
Chad Henne. Wow. Dolphins got rid of him. Oh, yeah, that's right, because Blaine Gabbert. No, not Blaine Gabbert. What the fuck is his name?
Tannehill.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill.
But,
okay.
Yeah, man. Oh.
That's fucking funny.
Gonna be another rough year.
That's fucking
another
terrible.
Rough year in Jacksonville.
It's gonna suck for Houston.
Unless Blake Bortles saves the team. Blake motherfucking Bortles.
No fucking way. What about the Titans, man?
The Titans? Let me look.
They lost, what's his face, right? Stevie, no.
Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson's on the.
Yeah, they did lose him.
That's he's on the Jets now.
Jets.
So let's see, who they're starting? Terrell Pryor. I don't know.
He was on the Titans.
Jake Locker. Jake Locker's still playing.
Oh wow.
Jake Locker is their starting quarterback.
I forgot he even fucking played in the league.
Yeah. So.
Damn, man, right now...
I think really now is just ranking 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, because obviously the Colts are fucking
taking
that.
Yeah, there's no way Andrew Gold... Because Andrew, yeah, as you said, they're not, the Colts aren't an elite team, but they're like,
but they're better than the fucking
pick. No, but they're a couple years away from
this. Is on paper.
On paper.
On paper.
On paper, but I can see the Colts being a good, really fucking good team in the next couple of years. So, which, I hate you, Indianapolis! Fuck you, man. Fuck you. You have one fucking bad season.
Okay, look it. Listen to this. I don't know much about the Jaguars' new quarterback.
Blake Bortles?
I know enough of Chad Henne. I know, obviously. But yeah. Bortles, and then Tennessee, I've once Jeff Fisher stopped coaching there, I fucking stopped paying attention to them, honestly.
I don't even know who their coach is.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to go with Houston at second because I believe Ryan Fitzpatrick is that much better at the quarterback than Chad Henne and whoever Jake Locker is.
You know who Jake Locker is.
I'm going to Google him right now. I got to see this guy.
He spends a lot of time being injured.
Oh, this fucking guy.
Yeah, Jake Locker.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So you're going Indianapolis 1, Houston 2.
Houston 2.
Oh, he's flipping a coin.
Heads for fucking Jacksonville. And it is... Heads for Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville's not going to end up at the bottom.
And then Titans.
The Titans.
That's
that division is bad.
That's how bad it was for me because I needed to flip a coin, yo. Fuck that. Like I said, number one is clear as day on paper. We already know who's going to
be. Yeah, okay. So obviously Indianapolis won. Yeah, I guess Houston, just because new coach.
Yeah, new coach. Like, I've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick. He has his fucking moments. He really does. He's better than the quarterbacks they had last season.
And they have a decent defense.
Yeah, and their defense is nothing to sneeze at. Exactly.
So, yeah, that makes sense. God. And, yeah, it's a coin toss between Tennessee and Jacksonville. I can see either one of their seasons just being shit.
Yeah.
More so than usual. Well, maybe not for Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville's going to have a better season than they did last year.
I can see, like, Jacksonville going, like, 7-9.
Yeah, but that's still not, you know...
No, that's not going to win the division or get them to the playoffs. But, I mean, it's not a 2-4, you know, 2-12 season. You know, and it's... God, what... They did okay. God, they didn't win a game for 8 weeks.
Yeah, man, it was bad.
They did all right in the end. I think they won 3 out of their last 6.
Terrible shit.
They weren't as bad as Houston.
No.
They didn't end up, but... Yeah, so... Yeah. I'm going to say Tennessee at the bottom, just because I have no faith in them.
No.
I have no faith in Jake Locker. And who knows? Blake Bortles mania might go crazy in Jacksonville. And everyone will be like, oh, Jaguars for life!
Jaguars!
Let's move to San Antone.
San Antone.
We out?
Yeah, what are we doing? What divisions next week?
Next week, we will be taking on... Let's go north.
North side.
The AFC North and the NFC North.
Word.
Both equally better divisions than the divisions we talked about today.
Yep. Alright.
Later.
Peace.
Long, long time ago, Natty J did I warn ya. Natty won the nation. Long time ago. Long time ago. It was a long, 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 long time. Tell them not to tell all the people to live and grow long time ago. I've been telling you from the start, you better put some love.
listen to what I'm telling you. Take a look at life and see it through. What you find can never be spoken. It's been revealed to you.